The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
There's plenty of time for you to call in about whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Are Free State Project participants a threat to New Hampshire, or are they part of the New Hampshire tradition? There are two perspectives that we can share with you here. Letters to the editor written to local newspapers across the state. We'll share that with you here because the Free State Project, one thing you can't deny is it is having an impact, and people have opinions about it. Unlike the libertarians pretty much everywhere else in the rest of the country.
Party.
Right, or libertarians, period. They just don't have much of an impact anywhere because they're not concentrated, which is, of course, what the Free State Project is about.
I think CompBlock is doing some interesting stuff. That's a libertarian.
Not necessarily libertarian. No,
they are not libertarian. There's
Some are not. The founders are of CompBlock, but you don't have to be a libertarian.
CompBlock is decentralized, so anyone can be a part of it, and it's got liberals, conservatives, and libertarians all mixed.
Or non-political people as well. There's a lot of people who just don't like the police that are involved with CompBlock, but may not have ever heard of the ideas of liberty. So keep that in mind. But anyway, we'll get to those letters to the editor here in a moment. We've got Dave on the line in Poughkeepsie to start things out this hour. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind?
This past Saturday, over the weekend, you guys had a show. It was a topic about name-calling. You guys had some rapper who was talking about like name-calling and blah, blah, blah. If somebody calls me,
Shaquille O'Neal was actually kind of making fun, making faces, basically imitating somebody with a serious debilitating disorder. That's what he was doing. I don't know if he called him a name, but that's basically the equivalent.
He didn't know that was the case, but that's what that's the case.
Right. Because people actually make fun of me because of my disorder, and I can't stand it. Because, they say, oh, this, that, blah, blah, blah. So if somebody makes fun of me, I'm gonna go after them full force.
Haven't you ever heard
them? How's that working for you?
It hasn't.
Well, it's horrible. I don't like it. I don't like the name calling.
I understood your question, Mark.
Okay, let me try one more time, Mark. Dave. So, Dave, you've been calling in.
He's been calling for probably a year. I don't know when Dave started calling, but it seems like it's been a year since we heard from Dave the first time. And he called about the same issue in the very beginning of when he called Free Talk Live, he was upset at people making fun of him online. So clearly, it hasn't stopped.
Well, yeah, I mean, and the point I'm trying to make on this is that, I know for at least a year, and certainly I've been able to see your videos going back for years, this has been a complaint of yours that somebody will make fun of you and for whatever reason, and then you get upset and you're gonna say lots of things to them in order to change their mind. And what I think in fact you have done is quite the opposite. You've achieved the opposite of what you are trying to achieve, which is to say, the opposite of getting called names is not getting called names. You want to not be called names. You are, however, have people on the internet that actually come to where you are. You'll be in posting in a forum and that kind of thing. They'll figure out you're in that forum. They will come there in order to call you more names. And the reason
they get a reaction.
Yeah, the reason they do that.
I'm stopping that because I do not like being called any names because
I hear you.
Well, how are you going to do it?
I'm 100% clear, Dave.
How are you going to stop it?
Well, hold on. I know you don't want to be called names. I'm telling you the best way to not for people not to call you names is to just ignore morons.
Well, that's kind of hard, They do on Craigslist, and they do on Zello. With Zello is a walkie-talkie app.
Nothing worth doing. You know, very little, Dave, worth doing in life is easy. Yeah, it can be difficult to ignore people when they're heckling you or being very rude, and I can't say I'm the best at it. Like the guy that was laughing at us at the fair booth, I said, hey, what's the inside joke? I was honestly wondering what he was laughing at, and I would have liked to have gotten the feedback from him. But, you know, somebody came by later and was very, very rude, and I'm not going to engage with them. I'm not going to waste my time with them. And I'm certainly not going to use violence against them. What is it that you're proposing to do differently, Dave, than you've always done, which is, you know, to continue interacting in these forums, the Craigslist, the Zillow, the wherever it is you hang out. You continue to interact with these people. So how are you going to change that?
I want to be a well-liked person. I want people to understand me. I want to have a girlfriend, like a normal life, just like you guys do. I do not want to be made fun of. People call me names, call me this or that, blah, blah, blah. I can't stand it, so I go after them, you know. They totally, you know, piss me off. And
Well, that doesn't work, does it, Dave? Because you've gone after them for years.
It may be decades at this point. I mean, I imagine you're probably somewhere near 30 years old. Is that about right?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, you probably have been, you know, getting when people made fun of you in school, you'd swing back and make a big deal about it. This has probably been your coping mechanism for 30 years, and what you have failed to see up to this point is that your coping mechanism, in fact, is so flawed it achieves the opposite of what you're hoping to do.
Best of luck, Dave. Thanks for the call tonight. Let's go to James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live, James.
Mark.
Hello.
James.
Hey, Mark.
James.
I thought it was ironic that you yesterday advised Johnson to pay his registration if Johnson is so worried about driving around his old Fairfield County stomping grounds. You remember that?
What are we talking about here?
I think it was he had some kind of ticket, outstanding ticket or something.
From Connecticut?
For Connecticut, yeah.
It had to do with, I think, his registration, ironically. Speaking of being made fun of, Mark, while you were away, I called in Free Talk Live to advise somebody to do just the same, and I was called a bootlicker, and somebody unanimously hung up on me and then made more fun of me because
I've been called a bootlicker multiple times on this show. Ian, go ahead and call me a bootlicker again.
I'm not calling you anything.
But I'm just telling you that I get called that.
The same thing you advised somebody to do that is another co-host of yours, I advised another co-host of yours to do the same thing. And another co-host of yours called me a bootlicker. But I know Ian hasn't got Shack Attack kind of money, so I won't bother with taking him to court for all the other cowardly and unitless things he likes to. Because I just want to call in and take issue with you guys about certain things. Just like I won't call that same person I'm talking about didn't call your views sickening, even though you defended the Pentagon attacks because it's a legitimate military target. Even though Ian seems to forget about all the women and children that were murdered at the Pentagon, because what you call a legitimate terrorist attack.
Dave, it sounds like you give other people a lot of power over you. Oh, excuse me, James. I'm sorry about that.
Derek J., I just want somebody, speaking of white lies is what I called in about. You don't seem to be affected at all that I just rightfully called your roommate a liar. He's a two-faced and a coward, literally. But I just want to talk to Mark about certain issues. But if you want to talk about other issues and just glance aside the fact that
what emotion are you feeling right now, James?
Anger. That's the news that you guys all did.
Have you ever considered the idea that you might be addicted to the emotion of anger?
Let me put it this way, Derek J. You guys, one of your high virtues is non-aggression. If you ever to call me anti-gay or anti-immigrant or
that would be accurate
to my face, like I advised you yesterday, Derek J., you should never pick on somebody smarter than you because they'll make fun of you even more.
You shouldn't pick on anybody.
I'll make Ian go home and cry if he ever made fun of me in a non-aggressive way.
Do you think you're addicted to anger?
If you were ever to insult my integrity or my intelligence or my persons,
all right.
Jay,
do you want to have a conversation, James? Because Derek's trying to actually ask you a question.
Ian.
You're just ranting.
Ian, why don't you just say I'm sorry for once? But you can't because you're not really a minister either.
I'm sorry for what, James?
You're not a real minister, are you, Ian Freeman or Ian Bernard? You're not a real
minister. What do you want an apology for?
Oh,
see, what I think is happening is James is addicted to anger.
Why don't you live up to Free Talk, Derek Chase, for Christ's sakes? Don't lie.
It has to do with the last call as well. Dave called in just moments ago. He was upset. I think he's another person who's addicted to anger. I think that when when people use this, Mark brought it up as a coping mechanism for 30 years. It becomes a default, and it becomes something that people go to when they don't know what to do. They just become angry, or they become sad, or they feel like they're a target. And I think that's what's happening with James and Dave.
All right, we'll come back with more. I'm going to hang on to James here on this one because I want to know, what does he want an apology for exactly? For me calling him a bootlicker? He was probably licking some boots at the time. I don't even remember the incident. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends Radio Show. The internet has lowered the cost barrier for a worldwide radio show to a price approaching zero. Yet there is one arena where you still need thousands of dollars to approach the audio quality of the corporate media. Doing a live spoken show with more than one host in different geographic locations. Our program, Fiend Phone, will solve that problem, and it will be given away free. Go to fiendphone.com to see what you can do to help. That's FEENPHONE.com.
In a far future universe, Earth's fleet is shattered, rife with guerrilla warfare, interspecies diplomacy, and full-scale interstellar combat. Humanity is about to face its Trial by Fire. Trial by Fire, book two in the Tales of the Terran Republic, sequel to the national best-selling and award-winning Fire with Fire by distinguished professor and author Charles Gannon. Get it now from Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 1st, 2014, gold opened at $1,295.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,342.50, $671.25 for a half ounce, or $335.63 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,342.50, $671.25, $335.63.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Against my better judgment, I have decided to hang on to James in Arizona through the break. He's a chronic caller who calls not quite nightly, and actually he started calling Peace News Now during your live shows.
Yeah, right? Almost every episode at the end.
So, of course, Peace News Now airs on Tuesdays and Sundays on LRN.fm, so folks who want to get more Derek J can go and do that, and folks who want more James can now listen to Peace News Now, and James is back with us here in a moment. But I also want to let you know about ProXPN. They are the sponsor of the phone lines that James is on right now, and it's a global virtual private network that allows your online data to be encrypted, meaning that your internet service provider, the administrator at your workplace, whoever it is that's running the networks that you're connecting through the to the internet through, they won't know what you're doing anymore. Right now, your ISP is probably keeping records for up to 5 years in some cases about all the websites you're visiting, all the search terms that you're entering. You can stop that from happening by getting ProXPN. Grab their software. It's free over at their website, proxpn.com/FTL. Get it for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android devices. Even Linux users can use it, though setup's a little bit different there. Use code FTL20, and you'll get 20% off the price of their premium account, which gives you an upgrade to unlimited bandwidth servers around the world that you can connect to and the ability to privately torrent as well. Plus, ProXPN gets you past regionally blocked websites in most countries. China's a little bit tougher than the average place, but even in China that you can have success with ProXPN. ProXPN.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL20 to get that discount deal and bring the price down to about $5 a month when you buy the annual plan. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and they do not keep records of your online habits at proxpn.com/FTL. As we bring back James in Arizona, James, one of the difficulties that I have with your calls is you're constantly focused on what has happened to you. Like Dave, who, by the way, you don't like. We put you and Dave in New York on the phone line together once.
Can we stop wasting my time about Dave?
Don't waste your time at all then. Goodbye. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. You can bring up absolutely anything that you want. What I was going to say is that James is the issue I have with James is that when he calls in, he references things that are not immediate. He talks about things that have happened to him in the past where he feels that he's been wronged or perhaps wrongfully accused of having a particular position or having his position misrepresented. And then he jumbles them all together in this sort of stream of consciousness thing where he just talks about several different things. Derek, you've tried to ask him a question and have a conversation, and he just, you know, kept on going
on. Yeah, I want to talk about emotions. You know, where are his emotions at? I think they help lead us to make decisions, and clearly angry, and maybe we could get to the root of that and then find the source, and then he could have happiness.
But he's loving it. He's enjoying being angry, obviously. He doesn't want to... Well, to him, it's not a problem, right?
It's satisfying in a way, but I don't think he would say he's loving it. You know, there's like people are satisfied or satiated by the emotion that they're addicted to.
It's like scratching a mosquito bite.
Right.
You know, it might feel good for a moment, but then it, you know, it has its downsides.
Right.
I think that that James has a lot to say. I think he...
Yes, he's actually likely the person calling our backline right now in the studio.
I think that he would probably be best served with his own talk show. Right? Like, would it be...
Yeah, it would be hilarious.
I would be happy to sell him low-cost podcast ads so that people... Because I know there's a built-in audience. People on our Facebook page, there's one guy today said, I actually fast-forward to hear James's calls.
Oh, it's so funny. You really can't please everybody, right?
No,
some people complain about James. Like,
what?
I hate it when James calls in.
He's a heel on this show, right? Like, he's the wrestling match...
The foil, the bad guy.
The guy that comes in with the mask and everybody goes, boo, hiss.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But, you know, on his own show, he wouldn't have whatever it, you know, he wouldn't have that other side. Now, he doesn't have the sort of built-in audience. James doesn't have maybe a couple handful of people that, you know, he knows. He's like, listen to me call in and listen to how horribly they treat me or something like that.
Yeah.
That might be interesting. But on his own show, he would be then the protagonist instead of the antagonist. And I really think that this guy's just basically, because this man could monologue for 3 hours. You know,
he
could.
James versus the world.
There you go.
I think he should co-host.
Wit versus the World, I think, is what he should call
Let's have him co-host with Dave. I think we should put Dave and James on the same show together.
Honestly. I
think it'd be hilarious.
We should give Dave the telephone number so that he can then call
James.
In James's show. But
I like where you're going, at least putting his anger towards something more productive, right? At least if he were producing his own show, other people who are angry could resonate with that. They could enjoy the material, and they could have a little bit of happiness.
Well, we do have both Dave and James's phone numbers, so we could put them in touch with one another.
I don't see any reason to do that. No.
Making the world a worse place.
Let's go to Mike in Saskatoon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hi, guys. Hey, I'm kind of responding to that last caller. He said something about how he feels the need to be liked, or he needs people to like him. And this is a problem that I used to have, where I felt people had to like me and I had to make them like me. And it caused a lot of problems in my life. You know, it caused me to not be able to be a genuine person. And I pretended to be something I wasn't. And it caused a lot of problems. And, you know, I got arrested about 2 years ago for a crime that is not good. It had a victim. And it's from something about 10 years ago. And I realized since then, I mean, to my family, I am hardly any of my family speak to me, but very few of my friends speak to me now, things like that. And I realized I just can't make people like me anymore. But it's also something I don't need. I don't need them to like me anymore. I had to change where I got my well-being from. I couldn't get it from the approval of friends and family, because especially now that my secret came out, I had to totally change how I find happiness through a lot of therapy, you know, and help with that. But does that make sense, you know?
No, yeah. I totally agree. I mean, seeking people's approval is one of the worst ways to live. Because if you have to change yourself, or if you're trying to masquerade or pretend as though you're someone you're not, if you're looking to build your life around the goals of others and what it is that others are expecting, you become their tool. I mean, you become, you know, this thing that just exists for their benefit. And it's okay to want to help people. It's okay to want to, you know, help improve people's lives, offer products and services and your companionship to, you know, enhance people's lives. But to do things to seek their approval, I think, is a really detrimental thing. And there's a lot of people who do this with their lives. And I think that's one of the reasons why those folks might be very unsatisfied. Because if you're not doing things for yourself, if you're not doing what you know puts you first, then you're living for someone else. And at that point, what's the point of living?
And exactly. And especially during my marriage, it became a huge problem because I couldn't connect to my wife in a genuine way, because I was always pretending, I was always hiding who I really was, and all those sorts of things, and then eventually I left her and all these things. But you know,
of course you did. She wasn't married to the person she thought she was married to, and that's
exactly.
And you also wasted her time with that too, right? Because if she was looking for a certain person with a certain viewpoint or value set or whatever, and you weren't that person, then that's not a good thing either.
Yeah, I think this is a very brave call.
I liked it. Mike, I don't know what you did back in the past, but I hope you're not doing it anymore, and I wish you the best. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Some of us have to learn the hard way, you know.
Yeah.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Do what is right for you, and then you will attract to your life the people who appreciate you for you. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains fucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326, or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can call in toll free to bring up absolutely anything. The number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there completely free. Again, freetalklive.com. You can actually support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. The AMP program, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month. You send it in, you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum podcast, and more. Actually, the new AMP-only Facebook group is relatively popular. That $5, we take it in and invest it into Free Talk Live, using it to do affiliate relations. That means outreaching to radio stations, bringing new stations on board, like we just brought on a station in Raleigh, North Carolina tonight. So we're bringing in new radio stations. We're also doing outreach to the internet and doing advertising on Google AdWords. We're putting the signal up on satellite.
Every $5 AMP gets matched, too.
Oh, thank you. We haven't mentioned the matching in a little while. The matching's still going on. We're actually pretty close to reaching our goal on the matching, awesome, as a matter of fact. So you can pony up $5 a month, and then our generous matching donors – will match that over at amp.freetalklive.com. And again, it makes a big, big difference for us when you do that. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You know, I've been teasing this all night. We haven't gotten
Yes, you have. I'm ready to talk about it.
I don't know if we're going to get to both of these. So which should we read? The letter from the hater of Free State Project participants who claims he's not a hater, or the letter from somebody who says Free Staters, the people who've moved to New Hampshire as part of this movement, the three of us are part of the Free State Project, that Free Staters, as they are called, are part of New Hampshire tradition, that we're welcome here.
I want to start with the second one, yeah.
We'll start with the good one. All right, here, this is written to the Concord Monitor, and it's regarding Matt Murray's opinion piece titled Don't Fall into Traps Set by Free Staters, which was an editorial piece that the Concord Monitor ran back in July on the 19th.
And that was about what? Free Staters running as something other than...
Right. This was somebody who works for a union organization in New Hampshire who was saying how terrible Free State Project participants are and how they're running for Republican and Democratic seats, and you need to be aware because if these people get elected, it's going to destroy New Hampshire.
They're coming here to take over our state, says a person who works for a union organization, a state that's right to work. Okay.
Yeah.
Wants to change. Everybody wants to change state laws is my point here. And it's a problem because, you know, Free Staters move to the state for the express purpose as opposed to moving to the state and then getting involved in their local government. Like, I don't know. I mean, it just seems to be all an issue of posturing.
As any educated New Hampshire native would know, in their advocacy for limited and non-intrusive government, Free Staters are doing no more than espousing and acting upon the same ideas having to do with freedom and liberty as Josiah Bartlett, William Whipple, Matthew Thornton, John Langdon, John Stark, and so many other New Hampshire Revolutionary War heroes. That in this day and age, Murray, the original author of the critical article, would find these ideas foreign, says all that needs to be said about America's left and its own plans for New Hampshire's future. Free state advocacy on behalf of individual freedom and liberty is benign in comparison to that of the 400 men who, after having been warned by Paul Revere that the British were coming to seize powder and arms stored at Fort William and Marion, Newcastle, gathered there on December 14, 1774 to capture the fort, remove its military stores, and then hide them throughout the countryside. A bit over a year later, in January 1776, New Hampshire declared its independence from Great Britain 6 months before the signing of the American Declaration of Independence. New Hampshire has a proud and profound history with regard to advocating and acting on behalf of principles having to do with freedom and liberty. Free Staters have embraced our history. We should be happy that they're here because they find New Hampshire still worthy of love and effort.
Well,
that's
New
Paul
Hampshire,
Mursky from Enfield.
Yeah, that's awesome. By the way, I didn't realize it was from Paul Mursky.
You know who that is?
Yeah.
I've never heard of him.
Paul Mursky is involved in the Republican Liberty Caucus, and I think... You know, and also is on the Republican Party's board that comes up with the
executive committee or something.
Yeah, whatever the party platforms are, people vote on that and vote yes or no. I take what that man says very seriously, but I think he's absolutely right. Now, people from the right oftentimes dislike Free Staters too because they say we're too far left, and people on both sides of the aisle have their agreements and disagreements with the ideas of some of the people in the Free State Project. But I think that he's absolutely right that the fact is that New Hampshire is the freest state in the Union. If you match up, I think there's certainly an argument for other states, but at this point, if you match up who's won or been number one on Mercatus Center's lists, I think it's 3 out of 5 times New Hampshire's been number one. It's always been in the top five.
It's number four right now, though.
Number four, indeed. But one of the states that's in the top five is also in the most corrupt list of most corrupt governments. So I think that they deserve a little boot out of the top five for that very fact. You have more access to government in New Hampshire than you do in other states. And this is – there are so many places for the people on the right to the left to get access to their government and get what they want.
More access to government sounds kind of weird. What you mean by that is you can actually talk to the state reps. They're accessible. I don't want to have a bunch of access to government where I see government everywhere. And in point of fact, New Hampshire is a very low governmental burden. The ratio of governmental workers or employees to productive people is lower than I think most every other state.
I appreciate this author's sentiment. When I moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, I first lived with a local who had been here all her life. Mm-hmm. And she had no problems with me being a part of the Free State Project or having strong political opinions one way or another. And even said, that's great. That's what this place is for. You know, you'll see more arguments in New Hampshire about politics than any other place, and then we'll go out for coffee because we all get along and yes. We can have disagreements, and this is the place for that.
And only or so.
And New Hampshire wouldn't even be on my map if it weren't for the freedom aspect here. You know,
sure.
It's cold sometimes. And
it ain't Key West, is it, Derek?
No. And, right, yeah. It's not got the most of the things that I would look for in a place to settle, like a big urban environment, a big gay population, lots of roads, there's like a lot of mountainous areas here that I'm not for, but hey, it's got freedom.
And that's important to
you. That's important.
But it's not important to Ed Lake. Ed Lake is the other letter writer here that I wanted to share, and this letter is not so nice. This was written to the Keene Sentinel. It's entitled, I'm a Lover, Not a Hater, by Ed Lake. An open letter to Mr. Swearingen, that's Varen Swearingen, the former president of the Free State Project, who has his own blog called Varen's World, and he's written recently about the Stop Free Keene group. This is this group of people who've sprung up over the last year to stop a website. What they really want to do is they want to stop activism, believe that freekeen.com sort of is a representation of the activism.
They want people to shut up.
Yeah.
That's what they want.
Calling Stop Free Keen. So he's open letter to Varen, Free State Project, and Free Keen. Calling Stop Free Keen a hate group is a very misleading statement, says Ed Lake. Now, I have called them haters. In fact, if you go to haters.freekeen.com, it'll take you straight to their Facebook group. And the reason I use that term is because that's the feeling I get when I read their group. I feel a lot of anger. I feel a lot of hatred coming from a lot of the people there. Now,
there's nothing constructive there. You see, the idea that he's claiming to be a lover, not a hater, there's nothing constructive that I have seen yet. These people do not want to communicate.
Most of them do not.
They want nothing to do with constructive criticism.
Most of them do not. Again, I'm not calling all of them haters. Only the ones that are the loud, angry ones who are the majority of the group. I mean, the ones who are noticeable. The leaders of the group are not nice people. They have not been friendly.
It's not difficult at all to get a hold of the Free Keen folks. If you want to give constructive criticism, I have.
I've invited them. I said, I'll take you out to coffee. Let's have a chat. Let's talk about this. What are the concerns?
They've got all the times in the world for complaining on Facebook about the group. They have no time for coffee.
Calling Stop Free Keen a hate group is a very misleading statement, he says. The group as a whole does not promote violence. We are very opposed to having our homes and state that we love and support taken away and forcefully changed to suit their needs.
By our homes taken away?
We're taking their houses.
What?
How many people in the city of Keene or the surrounding Cheshire area have had their houses taken away from them by Free Staters? Oh, by the government? Yes, absolutely. Yeah. But, we're here to try to help against, stand against the government. But no, this guy's complaining about their houses being taken away.
All right. Well, he also doesn't want his state to be taken away. And he comes back to that point in a moment. This is Free Talk Live. He might work for the state. Who knows? We don't know anything about him. It's Free Talk Live.
King.
More of his letter coming up next.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, the haters, they are going to hate. At least if you do things that are worth hating, that are worth having an opinion about. And that's something that we do very well here in New Hampshire, especially in the Keene area. Mm-hmm. We do things. And when you do things, whatever those things are, there are going to be people who are upset by them. For instance, even people within our own movement, a lot of times. The activism that we do here in, again, check out freestateproject.org and come join us if you love freedom. But a lot of the times the things we do here are controversial. I actually had a guy who was from New York come up to the fair outreach booth that I was doing this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he works for John Stossel. He's one of John Stossel's producers, cool, or writers or something like that. And I said, well, have you seen this movie? Or I even asked him. I think he pointed out your movie, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which you can watch for free at victimlesscrimespree.com. He gave me some unsolicited feedback about the movie because he works in the business, right? Like he's a movie guy or, you know, works in television.
Yeah.
And so he said that he thought the movie did not do good things for freedom, and he specifically cited the crossing guard scene, which of course is,
wow,
you know, one of the most controversial things apparently that we've ever filmed.
It takes about less than a minute of the movie.
Yeah, maybe a minute or two. And the crossing guard scene involves an old lady who you said hello to while, mm-hmm, you were recording some B-roll.
How dare I say hello to a woman?
You're in public, on a public sidewalk,
yeah,
and she turns around and yells, "No!" and hits you with the stop sign that she was holding in her hands.
Yes.
And then the rest of the video is us kind of asking her, hey, you know, saying things like, that's not very nice. You shouldn't be doing that. You're a public servant. You're not supposed to behave that way, trying to hold her accountable,
right,
for what she did.
But she's too old to be held accountable, yeah.
People hate that video. So anyway, he gave me that feedback, and so I told him, well, look, I appreciate where you're coming from. First of all, you're wrong.
Well, the first thing I think is most important to lay out to somebody who has a problem with that is that Derek J. was trying to video B-roll.
I laid it out for him.
But this is really important. Look, all I was trying to do was get some video of some kids being helped across the street by a crossing guard to use as B-roll. This was not me trying to do some kind of activism against school crossing guards. This woman,
I explained that to him. And he thought that we were just haranguing this woman just for the hell of it.
She hit somebody with a stop sign.
I explained that to him.
He didn't get harangued until the stop
Mark,
sign striking.
I know. I explained that to him, and I pointed out to him, look, he said hello to her. That was the first thing that happened. And he said, well, that's not what I saw. And I said to him,
then you saw something entirely different.
I said,
different.
Please watch it again, because that's what happened. Anyway, as an example, I told him my perspective on this is it did do good things for freedom, because there are people who've come to New Hampshire who've specifically told you and I, Derek J., that movie, Victimless Crime Spree, was their sort of moment of truth, the straw that broke the camel's back, the motivating factor for them to make the move. Other people have said it was the first thing they ever heard about the movement in New Hampshire, and then something else kind of closed the deal later. So it was either their introduction to what's happening here or the deal closer, it seems like. And so from my perspective, the movie's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. It's attracting the right kind of people here. And that goes back to what we were talking about earlier of approval seeking. I'm not here to seek people's approval.
Right.
I'm here to do activism. And when you do activism, no matter what it is, as soon as it becomes effective, even if it's just politics running for office,
yes.
As soon as a politician, if you propose repealing some beloved government program, those people are going to come out in the streets and oppose you with virulent lies and all kinds of misinformation. So anyway, back to the letter to the editor here from Ed Lake, one of the members of the Stop Free Keen Facebook group. He claims he's not a hater. He says, yes, many of us hate this invasion by outsiders. And he puts hate in quotes. But it doesn't make us a hate group. There may have been individual group members who may have said hateful things or seem to promote using something that may be considered hateful or violent to rid us of Free Keen. But it should not represent us as a whole. In fact, many members of the Free State Project use that same explanation about Free Keen. Many have said the Free State Project as a whole does not approve of or support Free Keen's tactics against us natives. By the way, just to be clear, I know I always have to keep making this clarification, Free Keen doesn't have tactics. It's a website. If it has a tactic, it's to put posts online so you can read them. Free Keen is a place where you can see what's happening in the activism movement, and there's a wide variety of tactics within that activism movement, and we do our best at Free Keen to report on as much of it as possible. Anyway, going on here, but they use Free Keen as a sort of group to put us all in the same group together. But he's right about the point that everybody's individuals, right? Like, we should judge people based on individually what it is that they say. And there are a lot of people who express a lot of hate within the Stop Free Keen group. Going on. He says the tactics against us natives, as the two groups have labeled us, the citizens of the state of New Hampshire, and that Free Keen's hostile invasion of our home should not be lumped in with the Free State Project as a whole. How in the world can you expect citizens of New Hampshire to willingly accept a group of outsiders moving into our state, not to enjoy and love it for what we have built, but to tell us we are freedom haters, slaves to a state, and how we have made a state that is so wrong in your opinions?
No one says that. Maybe some people do say that. But
Daniel uses the term slaves to describe people.
The Free State Project doesn't say that. So this is the point that I'm trying to make is that he's making the claims the Free State Project says that it doesn't. The Free State Project is a project where people can move to New Hampshire in order to work for more liberty.
He's not saying the Free State Project has said that. He's talking about some of the members from which he has received, he's seen messages about slaves. I've seen Adamo Freeman posting about how people are slaves if they're kind of still stuck inside the system.
Yes, but he's saying that how can we separate Free State Project from that?
I don't understand where you're
Read the sentence.
I don't know which sentence.
Start at the beginning of the sentence you were just on.
How can the expect New Hampshire to accept a group of outsiders telling us we're freedom haters, slaves to a state, and how we've made a state that's so wrong in your opinions? There are people who are upset about the state, but I think one of the confusions that Ed has here is that I think he's confusing the ground, the mountains, the sky, you know, the place where we live, which is a very beautiful place and filled with wonderful people, with the state, which is, you know, a group
right.
of criminals.
Yes, that's probably the difference, that he's not making that distinction.
Right.
Well, he doesn't think there is a distinction. He believes the government of New Hampshire is the people of New Hampshire.
I don't know what he believes, because I haven't asked him that.
But everybody knows that states always change borders, that they weren't originally the way they were formed, and countries do this too. So he must recognize that it's not the land.
Let me keep going here, guys. Your group may have converted a very small few state residents to your takeover, but I'm very safe in saying it's nowhere near a large enough percentage to matter. I read about and learned about the Free State Project many years ago, and nothing about it interested me. I came to the conclusion it would fail, and it wasn't worth my time thinking about.
I guess you're wrong about that, buddy.
This utopia you people describe is an impossible dream that will always fail if we ever really want to have...
No, and your impossible dreams!
Is he just asserting this?
If we really want to have a peaceful and civilized society, but after dealing with the hostile, entitled, lazy, tax-dodging, and anti-community members of Free Keen directly in my home, then you must add the whole idea...
It's like we're Girl Scouts, and we've run off and knocked on his door.
Then you must add the whole idea of them and the Free State Project talking about succeeding, he means seceding, from our great nation. I can no longer ignore Free Keen or the Free State Project. I consider most of you no different than invading terrorists or some type of cult.
Wow. He absolutely believes that. There are lots of people that believe that. The fact is if you're advocating for smaller, more accountable government, there will always be people that do want the government accountable to them and want it to be larger.
I never understood until recently why the Free State Project didn't just buy an island or thousands of acres of uninhabited land somewhere where they would not have to take a way of life away from happy citizens,
okay,
and then attempt to build their utopia. But as I have concluded, they need our infrastructure that was built with the sweat and tax dollars of others, and that is why I truly believe they need to try to take our state away from us. Their utopia would have no roads, bridges, power grid, public water and sewer, schools, parks, and all the other things they want to take from us, the natives of this state. Have I come to hate the ideas of Free Keen and the Free State Project? Yes. Does that make me a hater? I don't think so. In fact, I'm a lover. I love my state. And I do not wish to see some outside force take it away from me, my family, or my neighbors. Ed Lake from Ashuela.
When I hear someone say, I love my state, it literally sounds to me like someone saying, I love my chains.
Yeah, I love my government. But is that what he means when
he says
the state?
No. He's one of those, you didn't build that kind of thing. Remember when Barack Obama got all the trouble for saying, you didn't build that? That's saying that, you know, that we stand on the shoulders of generations in the past. I think that that's absolutely true. But the fact that, you know, the government has claimed for itself a monopoly in so many areas doesn't mean that we couldn't have succeeded without a monopoly in those areas. I would be happy to move. Please tell me where this unoccupied island is that has no governmental influence, that I can go and start my utopia from the dirt up.
On the moon.
Please, let me know. I'll move there.
So there you go. You're going to upset people when you make an impact, and there's no denying the Free State Project is controversial and making an impact. If you want to have that impact, go to freestateproject.org. Join us up here. You can't do activism successfully without rocking the boat. You just can't do it. See you tomorrow.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.